Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, this is Wendy from Social Abundance Marketing. I am your social media attraction coach, and I am so excited to be live and bringing back my show. I have not been able to chat for a little bit. Just a quick update, we had moved to the Blab atmosphere, which was live video, and I was really excited about doing that, but with technology, things change and quickly, and so now we are doing the show differently. So when you're hearing this, we are back on Blog Talk Radio. We have left Blab behind, and we will be moving the show with the announcement from Facebook in June that Facebook Live will be doing two-way video chat. So eventually when that happens, we will move the show back to a live streaming when we can do it from Facebook Live. But in the meantime, we are here together today, and I'm really excited to have today's guest on the show, which is Ben Brown. We met through another, a video through Sabrina Watson, who will be on the show in a few months. So we're really, really excited to have him because he is from 360 Sales Consulting with 20 years of sales and sales management background. And the reason why I like Ben is when we were on that video conference together, when we were chatting, as you know, I do marketing, and it is a big question in everybody's mind because there's a confusion between what is marketing and what is sales, and that they really are two different things. And so I want to introduce Ben because we're going to dive into a little bit of, no insult to any of the marketers out there, but you are not salespeople. I am not a salesperson, and I'm okay with that. Most people are like they've got it all bundled together, and they miss kind of a very important next step or a step when they try to bundle it all together. So so we're going to talk to Ben today. We're going to talk to him about that, and then he's going to give us, because this is a shortened half-an-hour show until we get back to Facebook Live, we're going to talk about some quick things that you could do in your life to turn around your sales. So go right ahead and introduce yourself, Ben. Thanks for being on the show with me.
Thanks, Wendy. Hi, my name is Benjamin Brown, the author of Master the Art of Closing a Sale, out on Amazon right now. It's actually a bestseller.
Yay!
So I have been in the industry for over 20 years in sales in various parts, face-to-face, especially phone sales. And I started managing for years, and I started coaching about 3 years ago and found out that I had a talent for it. I look for results-driven for people, not just teaching you, but actually implementing everything that you do and also seeing the results. Because like I tell people, sales is a skill, and it's something that could be taught. And if you practice it, you could be very successful and make a lot of money.
And who doesn't like money? I don't know anybody who doesn't like it, especially if you're in your own business for yourself. You really want to be able to do that. You want to do what you're passionate about and make money. Mm-hmm. So my first most important question to you, and again, welcome, is what is, because I know we both have our beliefs on this, what is the difference between sales and marketing, and why should they be separated?
Awesome. Marketing is exposure. It is actually getting your potential clients' attention. These are billboards. These are signs. These are banner ads. These are Facebook ads. It gets the attention. It lets people know that they might have a problem. You're reaching the subconscious. That's what marketing experts do. All right. From the time they penetrate the skin of your company, whether it be an email or a phone call or walking directly into your company, that is when sales take over, to convert the potential client into client. So that is a system and steps that is put in place to convert potential clients into clients. So it's a process that I tell people.
And I completely agree with that. So let me ask you, because I'm sure you've been in this in this arena. So you go out to a networking event, right? Because you do, you're a networker. I know we've discussed this. So, and they're that nice person from whatever doctor's office. They're like, I'm the new sales and marketing person from so and so, and they're sitting in the meeting,
right. And
they don't know that they are in a different role there. If they're
mm-hmm.
trying to bring sales in, they don't know
mm-hmm.
that there is a difference. So let's go over, like, how do people like that, that are kind of put in that dual role, kind of make it into a system? So, yes, they're promoting the company by being out, but what do they have to do next to actually
mm-hmm.
be in that sales role?
Well, I first go up to any entrepreneur or business person, and I start dissecting the problem by asking them, what is your sales system? If they look at me like deer in the headlights and don't understand what I'm talking about, it's a problem. I mean,
mm-hmm.
what do you do when somebody calls and you pick up the phone? That's when everything starts. How do you answer the phone? How are you qualifying? And people nowadays, millennials and things, they don't teach this in college. And the reason I'm passionate about it is because this is how every business makes money. There's a number of businesses out there that don't do any marketing whatsoever because they convert their potential clients and they actually ask for referrals. So every lead that they work with every day is a referral, not a new lead or something they had to market it to. You market it to get leads and then you convert leads, right? That's what it's all about.
Right.
So if you already have enough leads, you don't need to go out and market, and you're saving your money on the marketing. So people say, we need more customers. Let's spend more money on marketing. Because what they're doing, they're not converting the potential clients into clients. So they think
mm-hmm.
they throw more money towards marketing to bring more what called low-hanging fruit because they're not closing. And everybody would love to just wake up and, you know, look in the bank account and there's money automatically there. Wendy, I do a test with people when I work with entrepreneurs. I go up to them. I said, all right, pull up 20 potential clients that you want, that you have on your list, 20 people. And I said, now let's pick up the phone and call them. They look at me like I wanted to cut their left foot off. They're like, call them. I'm like, yeah, call them and sell them. You know, it's like, so they – people love nowadays where they come to, they convert on their website or click there and they have a conversation. But, you know, you have to be outwardly going sometime. It's a personality trait and sometimes it can be taught to go out and actually contact your clients because these are the ones that's telling you what your business is doing wrong and this is how you convert sales.
And, you know, that's really, really interesting. And I'll tell you why, because you know that I do the whole social media thing. And it's amazing to me. It's amazing to me, and I'm going to totally support you in this, is that they want – companies will call me, and they'll say, I need more business. And it's fine. I can get them exposure. I can send people to their website. I can – and then there's no conversion. So, of course, part of my job is to look at their website and see if that's why the reason is, but I can't convert after that. If there's no conversion,
no.
And they're like, well, then that marketing didn't work. Well, no, not exactly, because there's not the follow-up on your side. So,
right.
You know, how – and it is strange because people don't talk to people, which is what social is about, is to turn
mm-hmm.
your conversations into something, but it's not
mm-hmm.
going to do it by one app. Just, you know, you want at least for them to click over and be aware through one ad and remember later, but there's
mm-hmm.
got to be, you're absolutely right on the follow-up.
I love working with the new clients nowadays because they kill the market because they're doing something what everybody else is not doing, which is selling.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You go to another country, you go to India, you go to any market internationally, and you go to that market to get some food, there's no prices there. You negotiate. You sell. Indians, you know, all different cultures, they sell for a living. Some cultures, if you don't negotiate, it's offendable, right?
Mm-hmm.
America's the only place you see the price, you click on it, you buy it, you don't negotiate. The only thing we know that we negotiate for is cars and houses. So everybody's just used to that buy and non-abrasive. I'll tell you a very simple story. The best thing I always have – four of the best salespeople in America, and one of them is a child, because a child continuously closes. They ask, 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 ask. until you break down, right? Nail ass 10, 12 times until you break down. That's a sale. Everything is a sale. So what we do,
right,
we teach that child, that is rude. You can't do that. You can't do that. You know, you ask one time, you're getting on my nerves. But it's, they don't know how to sell, but they know how to close, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they don't know how to ask what they want, so they just ask, ask, ask. So when you go through life and you go to college and you go to high school and you get out to the company and they say, we're going to put you in the sales division, you sit with a sales manager. The manager says, okay, I want you to ask, 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 ask. And you're like, I've been taught not to do that. It's rude. So people are uncomfortable asking for what they want because we've been taught not to do that. It's rude, which is not rude. It's part of the policy. When you go to Jamaica, you go to any of these markets, people are going to ask for business all the time. That's what they do, right? And there's no prices. So we're so conveniently sitting back just waiting for money to come and so used to just very casually doing it. So we took the sales skill out of colleges, out of school, and you're just supposed to go through life paying whatever you want to pay. And if you know you have a business, you just market and talk to people and close. If you can sell, you are 2, 3, 4, 5 times better than your competitor. So the skill, if you have if you go to Craigslist, you'll see all these lists for people who they want to bring into their company that can sell their product, right?
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to do it themselves. They'd rather pay somebody to come in and sell their product. And we would all love to do that, but how are you going to teach them to sell your product if you don't know how to sell it yourself?
That's very true. Or what they're selling. That's a whole other issue that I've run into. But they don't know what they're actually selling.
No.
They think they know. Or they don't know what their customer actually wants, but they think they do.
Wendy, here's an important question I also ask people. I ask them when I sit down with their product, you have to like or love your product or leave it, right? Not leave it, but that means is that you have to have the passion about your product in order for it to actually transfer over to your potential client that you're excited about the product. You watch QVC, Home Shopping Network. Those guys are always excited, right? It might be a blower. They're always excited. Jill, let me tell you about this. You know, it's always that enthusiasm, right? I always go to people and I said, why should I buy from you? And they just look at me. And I'm like, okay, why should I buy from you? And they just look at me like I'm just weird. I'm like, why should I buy your product? They can't answer
it. They can't answer it. Because they don't know what it differentiates itself from something else.
Right. Right. Why should I buy? People say, why should I work with Ben Brown? I say, I work with Ben Brown because I'm results driven. I'm going to get you involved. I'm going to work with you and make sure that you get hands-on training so you can actually do it yourself. Not a theory or book or video. You're going to get something where you're going to actually have to transform yourself into doing this yourself. Because once you start seeing the money and working in the positivity that you have when you could sell, because selling is a conversation, but you know exactly where the conversation is going, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not abrasive. You don't have to close. You can qualify. You can do all these things without being, this hard closer type deal. I mean, if you do everything properly, your sales will go up because now you have a skill that you can use for the rest of your life.
So can I let's talk about this because it's almost like the elephant in the room for 1 second. That's very good what you said about qualifying instead of just being aggressive because. And it goes back to what we do differently in different countries to hear, but sales is that dirty five-letter word. And I think, yet everybody wants people to do it, but they don't want to do the sales. So how do you get people away from that mindset of sales is not a dirty word? And it's actually going to be what's going to grow your business. So because if you don't sell something, then you're not. And all of those entrepreneurs who are giving their services away because they're afraid to sell.
Mm-hmm. It's just like if you want to make money into the market and somebody says investing, I'm going to teach you how to invest. And people are like, oh, here comes with the different ratios and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you want more money? Yes. Okay, you need to invest. You want me to do it for you or do you want to learn how to do it or are you going to pay me to do it? So that's why you have brokers, right? They're supposed to go out there and do what you're supposed to do to make you more money. It's the same thing in sales. But sales is a skill. So it has to do a lot with confidence. A lot of people just don't think they can do it. It's not a dirty word. Sales has been around since man alone. I mean, like I tell people, sales is all around. If you're married, you're in sales. Your wife asks you, what do you want for dinner? You know that's a loaded question, right? You know that is. If you answer that question wrong, you know you're going to be in problems. She's trying to get you to convince where you want to go for dinner. That is a sale. Mm-hmm. You know, and I tell people the best, another example, and I always do the four pillars of sales, a chemically dependent person on something, right? The reason that they're the best salespeople is because they're focused. They only want one thing, and that's the next hit, the next drink. Love is a drug too, so on and so forth. So when you're focused on one thing, if you have that trait, that works well in sales. That's why that person at the corner is doing, you know, washing windows. They can make $200-$300 a day to support their habit and don't have a job when somebody's out there lazy, only making $8 an hour. So, you know, it's because they're focused. They have a desire that they want to get, and they're not stopping anything. So in sales, if you get on the phone and you say, I'm not stopping until I get three sales, if it costs $50, $100, $200, that's the focus aspect of it. But then you have the skill. What's going to do when you get that potential client? You have to be able to go through the steps to make sure that you can help them is the key component here.
So, and we've talked about, so just for people to understand the difference, because I have two questions. One is, what is qualifying for those that don't know what that is? Because
it's it's a big waste of time for most people.
Mm-hmm. Explain that so that people understand that.
The first thing I teach when I work with students is never assume anything. Everything is ruled out by questions. And I always say, when was the last time you sat down with a client and realized you wasn't talking to the right person? Bam, right there in their face. Why? They don't know, because you didn't ask enough questions. So qualification is key, because you'll make another sale. The difference between being in sales and learning sales or working with a coach is that you're shortening the time period between sales. Now, you could fumble around and market and do all this stuff, and you'll get another client. But instead of getting a client today and then one on Thursday, if you know how to sell, you'll get a client today and you'll get one tomorrow. And if you get better, you'll get one this morning, you get one by this afternoon. And the whole process shortens the sales cycle between clients. And the main thing that I teach is ask for referrals. You just sold your best client as your last one. Ask them who else you can help, and most people don't even do that as well. So there's so many ways you can duplicate your business and multiply the sales just by implementing certain steps and make it a part of your process where everybody in your company does it. So marketing, everybody should know sales in the company. The receptionist, you know, qualifying before she puts somebody else on the phone. So qualification is key, because that's where you waste a lot of time, especially working with people that you shouldn't work with, people that either don't have the money, can't afford your product, can't make the decision, and you spend a lot of your time, spending a lot of energy with these people and then realizing you can't do anything, when you could have took that time, qualified them quickly, say, oh, I can't help this person, move on to the next. You can only work with so many people in a day or make so many calls. So qualification saves you the time in realizing who you can and cannot help.
So, and that's very interesting too, because you said something in the middle of that makes a lot of sense, is that you said, and when you're done with that sale, then ask for a referral, because then you're almost building within your own grassroots community of, okay, then you keep getting sales.
Yeah.
But the other side of that is, how do you continue, because I see this, realtors, I see this the most, they close on that house and then they disappear. And so they haven't learned how to ask for that referral from that client, but they also haven't learned how to make sure that they're selling the person's child's house when they become of age. They're not selling, you know, they're not there. And so is that part of what you do too, is to how to resell to your client besides those referrals? Because I see that's a big drop in half of the sales.
I put my 10 steps together. The sale is not done when money is transferred and you actually get the sale. I'm not here to, and I tell people, I'm not here, when I work with clients, I say, I'm not here to sell you my products, to get you into my course and get the money and then go. I'm here to help you. So when I actually get you what you need, I want your friends. I tell them, I want your friends. So the key component here in my book is the last step. Is, and on the book it says, get clients that generate referrals. You want a good client. You want your sales process smooth, where it's a conversation, they enjoyed it. People know they're being sold. You know, if they're in sales, they'll critique you as you go through it. And then people that don't know it, you, when they enjoy the sale, and I tell people at the end, there's family members you won't give money to, right, Wendy? There's family members you know, like you give them money, you're not going to get it back. You're not going to get any value, right? So when you do a sale with a person and they give you money, sometimes it's not monetization, you know, it's sometimes it's a trade or whatever. It's not always money. So when somebody gives you their money, that means that they trust you. And I always tell the clients, if they trust you with their money, they'll trust you with their friends. So some people say, well, when do you ask for referrals? 2-3 months down the road. I said, why do you do that? Well, we want to make sure they're happy. How do you know you're going to make them happy? That person, you might not be able to make them happy, you know. So if you ask for the referral as soon as you get the money, because you earned the right to ask for the referral. You can get 2 or 3 referrals, and that person still 2 months down the road won't be happy. Now, you're going to go to them 2-3 months down the road when they're not happy and ask for referrals? No. So you ask when the money comes. If you trust me with your money, then you should trust me with your friends. And it's a process that you put into. You ask a bunch of questions. How can I help them? When can I help them? So on and so forth. Long as they're answering questions, keep asking questions, because when you get on that phone with that referral, you'll know more about them than they expect. And you can also ask for a proper introduction. Introduce me to your friends, and I'll call them later. And when you call them, it's nothing better to say, hey, I've been waiting on your call. My friend told me about your product. Great. And then on your paper, you already know what their problem is. You're just confirming it. You're going back through the sales process again, how hard that sale will be.
And so here we only have, I can't believe we only have a little 7 minutes left, but it goes so fast. So here's what I'd like to know for all of those people who are brand new in business. First of all, you have a book out, so let's talk about that. Because those people who are brand new who are like, I can't get this to start. Like, you know, they're on the idea but not necessarily the plan. So this is a great time for them to start. So tell us about your book, about a little bit about what you do to help them, and then what your book could do to help them, and then how they can get in contact with you.
Very simple. It's Master the Art of Closing Sales on Amazon. It's under Benjamin Brown. You'll see it. It's the purple book. And what I put the book there for is to make sure people understand my process. There's 10 steps. Some businesses don't need 10 steps. The gym business only had 5. So what I do is that when I work with people, I customize those steps into your business to maximize potential. And also probably you're looking at certain things like your schedule, you know, your confidence level that needs to be increased. There's a lot of drilling that needs to be done. So when you get on the phone, you're a rock star. I tell people a funny thing. I used to tell one of my reps, I said, I turn coal into diamonds. So you want people, when they actually can do it, the look on their face is what I really love. It's like, it actually works. I'm like, yeah, it's you know, it's a conversation. So they can reach out to me. You know, there's Ben at 360 Sales Consulting. Team 360 Sales is on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. I'm on LinkedIn. And just invite them if they want just to have a conversation. I love sitting down with people, figuring out their problem, because mostly this is a problem for a lot of business people. Most people just go it by the wayside. This is why businesses don't go out of business. They don't have any money.
Right.
And you go out of business, why? If you had money, you would be in business. That's why they always say it's worse to start off a business with a lot of money. Here's 100 grand, start a business. They'll blow through that stuff. They'll get a marketer. They'll get a website. They'll get uniforms. They'll go out and do all this stuff. What about sales? Oh, it'll come. Let's make the website. Let's put the Twitter out. You know, this and that, this and that, this and that, this and that. Get on the phone. I tell people, sell this to me. They can't. I'm like, is this a business or a hobby?
Right.
It's a business. I'm like, well, you're not taking it seriously because your sales is not reflecting that you're taking this seriously. Get on the phone, start calling, start closing, and you could start generating money. You don't need to do more marketing. You just get on the phone. And people are afraid of the phone. So that's why people that get involved are way ahead of the game than anybody else, because they understand, if I can sell, I got a business. Not if I can market. Not if I can, you know, go out and get followers. If I can sell, I got a business. You know, one of the things is Craigslist. I used to do a lot of Craigslist ads. When people come over to buy something from me, I would sell them. I was like, here, mm-hmm. do you want it? No, I would sell them. My wife would be like, here he goes again. You know, people come to me, can you help sell my car? Yeah, I go down there, give me a percentage of the, just like a car dealer. My neighbor mm-hmm. went down there. People came out. I told them about the car, did a test drive, and asked a couple questions. I closed them. And they came out, gave me the money, and then he came out and signed the title. And I was like, here's my cut, and I'm going home. My wife said, you just made like $500. Just like, I was like, yep, because I could sell.
Right. And that's the, I mean, they need to know where your product is, but once they know, they have to be able to convert to say, this is why I need it. And answering those questions or making sure that you qualify for the right person, too, because there are so many business owners, they're in, I call them desperation mode. I'm desperate for a client, so the first one that walks in my path that says yes doesn't mean it's the right one, because you haven't, and then you're right, you do not know that it's not the right one because you haven't had the right questions answered. And they're like, well, I don't
I teach bad money. That's when you're desperate. Mm-hmm. You take anybody you want, and you're not qualifying, your standards drop, and you'll find out that those are the worst clients to deal with. They're not going to work with you. They're going to give you bad reviews because you cheapen your product. You're desperate. So it's bad money, and it makes the business bad. So I teach that as well. You know, some clients, you'd be like, I would love to work with you, but I just can't, because you know it's going to be a nightmare, right? You know some mm-hmm. of those people. You can smell it. This person is going to drive me. They send you emails all the time asking all these questions. It's bad money. So if you're know how to do sales, when you see bad money, you don't have to take it.
Right, right. And that's the thing is that you do not, if you have everything set into place. And it's amazing when you go into a client and they don't realize. They just know that they have their product and they want to get out there. And there's very passionate people, but there's a lot more to running a business besides that passion. And so it's turning that passion into and getting with experts so that they can work on their passion and still be able to make money from it. And I think that's where expertise comes in, so that they're not alone doing it. We are about out of time. So again, please tell everybody how they can get in touch with you, where the book is, one more time, because I want to make sure that people get in touch and talk with you.
No problem. The book is Master the Art of Closing the Sale. It's on Amazon, and you can look under Benjamin Brown. If you want to reach out to me, I'll just give you my email address, and we can set up a phone conversation, 15, 20 minutes. Ben@360salesconsulting.com or on Twitter, Team360Sales. And I'll be glad to talk with you, see if I can help.
Thank you so much, Ben. It's been great talking to you today, and I think you gave the listeners a lot to think about as far as the difference and motivating. It's fourth quarter. Everybody goes into panic mode, so let's not panic and just go do what you need to do to get into that fourth quarter and end it strong. That's coming up. So next week we have Marilyn Kleinberg, who will be on air from us with us. She is a past director of eWomen Network, one of the women who has done so much for me in my life and my business. I can't wait to share her with you. And so we're really excited about that. So tune in again next week. I am Wendy Manganiello from Social Abundance Marketing. You can reach me at wendy@socialabundance.com, socialabundancemarketing.com, or you can reach me on my Facebook page, Social Abundance Marketing. In the meantime, have a fantastic week. Live out your passion, but make sure that if you're really that passionate and you want to turn it into the business, you're taking the steps to do it. Have a great week.